Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gernis. My guest today is Anna Hoek, Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. And Anna, we have a lot of exciting activities coming up, but I know that the Chamber is also looking for some help, too.
Absolutely, yes. We can always use help, and you know, Knoxville Nationals comes up in just about a month and a half away. And it's hard to believe, but we are already well underway with all the plans, and now we just need to make those plans happen. We have a need for volunteers just to make this whole thing happen. One area that we are looking for volunteers is to man a parking lot that we share with Streetscape. And Streetscape is a committee here in Knoxville that helps raise funds to help revitalize the downtown. All the lovely banners that you see around the square is money that has been paid for by monies raised by Streetscape. And so the Chamber and Streetscape are able to partner and have this parking lot and raise funds for various projects like the banners. So we are requesting volunteers for that. We also have, again, a need for host housing. We still have several parties, and we continue to get phone calls from race fans who are coming to our community looking for a place to stay. They're either not campers or can't find a hotel room in the area, and so they need a home. So if you're willing to open up your home to some race fans, that'd be great. And we just have a simple form that you need to fill out here at the Chamber office, and we can match you up with the right housing guest.
And there's a stipend involved in that as well, possibly?
Absolutely, and that's something that the homeowner can set. They can set the price for their rooms and for the use of facilities. Some people allow them to use their washer and dryer, but that's not mandatory. So,
good. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
And you're also looking for volunteers to drive shuttle trucks around.
We are. Yeah, we are really actually fortunate this year to provide a shuttle service, again, for our race fans and people who are just visiting our community. So we need people who are willing and able to drive a truck with a trailer behind it, passenger trailer. And what we would love is to have a driver, but then also a host or hostess that would sit on the back of the trailer and help guide people and direct them throughout the community, highlighting maybe the best of in Knoxville.
Now, these sound like really great opportunities. These sound like great activities for people to get involved in the community with.
They are, and what's exciting is that it doesn't have to be an all-day thing. They can sign up for 1 to 2 to 3 hours. If they have a certain area that they would like to work, we can make it fit with their schedule. So we're not going to turn anyone away.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then coming up also is the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest, the first time that we've ever done that here.
Yes, this is really exciting. There is quite a bit of buzz going on about this this first, hopefully annual event going on over Lake Red Rock. July 15, 16, and 17. You're not going to want to miss this. It's hosted at the Red Rock Visitor Center. The Knoxville Chamber is working with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau, and there's so much activity and so much excitement about this. We have over 22 balloons that are going to be racing and releasing and launching those 3 days. There's two launch times each day, and it's just going to be really exciting and quite spectacular over Lake Red Rock.
And this is at the Lake Red Rock
Visitor Center. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You won't be able to miss it. You'll go over T-15 and near the dam, and there's going to be a lot of traffic and a lot of beautiful big balloons there. It's going to be an exciting event. There's going to be vendors and food and live music. There'll be activities for all people. And I guess the real draw is to see these magnificent balloons floating over Lake Red Rock in our area.
And I understand, too, in the evening there's going to be what do you call it?
Yeah, well, it's called a night glow event. On Saturday around dusk, there will be a night glow tethered event. So several balloons will be lit up, but then tethered, just kind of floating there above us in the sky. And this is sponsored by Tassel Ridge Winery. And it's really going to be a beautiful event. So I encourage people to come out and grab some food out there from some of our wonderful vendors and make a night of it. Bring the whole family. It's a wonderful family event. So it should be a lot of fun.
And then
if we can go back in the back a little bit, we had ridiculous days and we had graffiti night. We had some weather impacting on that too.
Surprise, yeah.
How do you think those activities went?
You know, I think they went really well. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Saturday most of the events were canceled or will have to be rescheduled. But Friday was such a great day. We had graffiti night and we had a really great turnout of people and cars that came up for that. It was just a beautiful night to be out. And we heard from several of our retailers that they had some good success with Ridiculous Days as well. So, you know, we're looking at how we can continue to improve that and how we can make it most effective, not only for our retailers, but also the community. And so, yeah, we've been just thrilled with the feedback. And I think we're looking at planning, but restructuring and improving it for next year.
Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Or?
No, I really would love that people would mark on their calendars July 15, 16, and 17 for the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest. It's a don't miss opportunity for us here in Knoxville and the surrounding area.
All right.
That's Anna Hoke, my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.